mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you missed the last 30 minutes, you missed it. Amazing interview. He's still with us. The Macomb Journal, a lot of other papers in Illinois. Resident captures intruder, Leonard Gamage, 87 years old, a top flying tiger, you know, an officer over the flying tigers in combat. Punk comes in, busts in his house, assaults him. The old guy beats him back out in the yard. The guy tries to come back in. He fires warning shots. The guy keeps coming. He shoots him in the foot. Again, I'd have put a nice little pattern and a nice little smiley face right in that guy's chest and one in the head as he's falling. I'm sorry, folks. It's what you're supposed to do. But he was lenient, I guess. A lot of folks, as they get older in many cases, you know, love life more, and I understand that. I've experienced that myself, and I'm not even that old. But then the cops came out and confiscated his two firearms, including a rifle that his father had given him, his father's rifle. And I know we got loaded phone lines here. We're just going to keep you about 15 more minutes. I know the sheriff's coming back out to your house today for a deposition. Right now, let's take some calls. Okay, sir?
Good.
Okay, let's talk to Bruce in Illinois. Then we'll go to Albert, Charles, Tim, and Scott. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. The permit that Leonard here is talking about, I believe, is the Illinois FOID card. I think that's why the sheriff confiscated those guns.
It's still disgusting.
Well, it's absolutely disgusting. And what's really bad is, you know, the FOID card is an enforcement mechanism. And if any of these gun ban or confiscation laws are ever passed in Illinois,
they know where to get them.
It will be enforced through the FOID card application renewal process. And that's why it's so important. If the people in this state, which I'm a member of in this state, would make the phone calls and demand that this FOID card be repealed, Leonard here would still have his firearm. And to take that Stevens away that was belonged to his dad, a bold action Stevens. Hey, Leonard, is that a .22 bold action Stevens?
That's true, yeah.
That is a classic firearm.
Yes, and I have a lot of deep feelings for it.
Yeah, and for you to lose that is an absolute utter disgrace. And I'll tell you something, Alex. The State Rifle Association in this state, when this FOID card first came out, it was proposed in the mid-1960s, there was a lot of racial tensions and racial violence with race riots in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a racial law, yeah.
Yeah. And what people need to understand is that FOID card is technically a compromise between the NRA state affiliate and the state of Illinois. That's how we got that silly law. And we need to repeal that law.
Hey, I catch the NRA all the time supporting gun laws.
Well, it was a compromise. See, the original proposal, Alex, was that the state of Illinois was going to register every firearm in this state for $5 per firearm. Well, in 1960s money, you know, if you had 10 guns, that's $50. That's with so much money that what they done is they compromised. And the compromise was that they would register every gun owner for $5 over a period of 5 years. Leonard, do you remember that FOID card when it first came out and how they tried to register all the guns?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, well, see, you know. And the reason you've lost your guns, because I'll tell you, that's such a disgrace, but you've lost your guns because the NRA state affiliate here in Illinois has supported that thing, and even in the Chicago Tribune, Alex, even all the way back into October, there were still stories in the Chicago Tribune of how the State Rifle Association still supports this FOID card. We need to contact the State Rifle Association.
No, the NRA, I've caught them in Texas, all over, supporting gun laws, folks.
Yeah, we have to
demand. And I'm a liberal because I'm against it.
We have to demand that the State Rifle Association, the ISRA.org, stop supporting
okay.
That FOID card.
No, I hear you. We need to get a real Second Amendment group. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Leonard. Bye.
Leonard, I tell you, that's true, and that makes me angry.
Yeah, me too. And I feel defenseless right now.
Well, now you've gone and gotten your little permission card now. You should be able to go out and buy another gun.
Well, I was thinking about that.
So you need to go directly to the gun shop. And this time you need to buy yourself a .357 revolver, nice, simple action. You know what to do with it. And if anybody comes back over there, you know what to do.
Yeah, that's true.
And remember, always put one in the brain. We'll be right back after this quick break. Folks, that's natural instinct. Somebody comes in your nest, comes in your hole, let them have it. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is how small the world is. Leonard Gamage, 87, had been in the hospital 2 days before because of a horribly bad nosebleed with a cold he had, lost a lot of blood. Doctor said stay in bed for 2 days. 2 days later, thug comes, tries to bust in his house. He fist fights him. They wrestle all over the floor. The 87-year-old man gets the 20-year-old punk outside. The punk comes back in. He pulls his rifle his daddy gave him. Tells him back off, shoots him in the ankle, something I'm going to tell you right now I wouldn't have done, but he's got more lenience than I have. And the police come and take his guns. That's Illinois for you and a lot of other states. And Leonard Gamage was, again, a senior member of the Flying Tigers, 20 months in-country in China, and, of course, went and stayed in the Air Force and retired as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force. And this is how we treat this combat veteran of World War II. From the Flying Tigers, folks. It's just classic. It just illustrates everything. Of course it would happen to somebody like him. Well, it's happened to everybody else, too. And for all the police and the firemen and the folks that are good out there, you know this is happening to your parents. It's going to happen to you when you're old. Is wrong. It's wrong. They leave him defenseless out there so this punk's friends could come back by there. Let's go ahead and talk to Albert in Florida. Albert, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. A question for you off the subject. Is there a plan by the United States government to take over cities in the United States and turn them into corporations, therefore they can get control of the infrastructure of this company?
Yes, it's called privatization. The prisons, the electrical, the water, everything. And it's not privatization. It's really, they socialize the wealth that handed over to key corporations. So it's a corporate looting.
So the cities are turned into corporations, and that actually, like, changes their structure and their laws and everything?
Well, they've actually always been corporations. But then the quasi-governmental, since cities were set up, but they were always quasi-governmental operating under state law. Now sections of cities, key infrastructures, are being sold off for pennies on the dollar. The companies pay off the politicians. The politicians then hand over the assets to private corporations.
And don't we lose more and more of our sovereignty and our rights as the federal government turns it into a corporation? Doesn't that give them more of an opportunity to get in and get to the
Then they say you can't see our books. Exactly.
Yeah, that's something else.
Any comments for our guest?
Yeah, I think he needs to get that sheriff to come down there and stand guard outside his house unarmed until they give him his rifles back.
Well, that's right. Walk a mile in Leonard's shoes. I mean, imagine telling the cops, hey, give us your guns. Go out and do your job with all these dangerous people without guns.
Yeah, just let them stand out there unarmed so he can take these assailants on, you know, while they come with their, you know, their guns.
Yeah, let's see if this sheriff could do what an 87-year-old man did.
I think it used to be, you know, protective custody or protection or whatever. I mean, he has to have some kind of rights where they got to protect him.
Well, the federal courts have ruled, and so have state courts. They have no obligation to protect us, but then they still want our guns. Thanks for the call. Uh-huh. That's a good point he just made, Leonard.
That's a good point. Good point.
Well, we should all ought to get the number to the McDonald County and the seats there in...
I'll give you the sheriff's number. Your code is 309...
Well, let me write this down. Everybody get a pen and paper. 309...
833-2323.
2323. You want us to call them?
Well, let's see how this turns out. He's a nice guy, really. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, he did seem reluctant to take my guns.
But that makes it even worse. It means he has conscious knowledge of what he's doing is wrong.
You've got a point there. Yeah, I know.
309-833-2323. Look, police turn blind eyes to their own real corruption every day. Why don't they do it for stuff that's obviously ridiculous?
Yeah, I agree.
309-833-2323?
That's it.
Okay, and people call just nicely say, give the old veteran his guns back, or get out there and protect him.
Well, I appreciate that, because I am nervous.
Well, this punk told you I'm going to get you.
Yeah, you did.
And, well, let's go ahead and take another call. Charles in Louisiana. You're on the air, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
Did you hear what happened to Louisiana? Last night, it was on the news, an escaped convict, supposed to escape. They wouldn't give his name or his description. They blocked off the streets and started going door to door. It's on Channel 9 News, Baton Rouge.
I know up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, they cordoned off a whole neighborhood and confiscated all the guns.
I guess they confiscated the guns last night. The people just love them, though, Mr. Jones. They're like, come on in, come on in. They're just running up there with their camouflage and their helmets. The police in their military uniforms.
How many areas did they search?
They searched for a good while. I don't really know, but I talked to the police. I tried to get through there, and he said, it's just unbelievable. He said, man, the people had no resistance. That's why they're doing this. And the guy, I gave one of your tapes.
So the police officer you talked to?
Yeah, well, a guy I gave you tapes to. He said, you know, these people here, he said, they bred for this. He said, this is pitiful. If this be my house, he said, I'll be fighting. The police told me that. And they just come on in. You should have seen open the doors and telling people, get against the walls and police up there.
So it's not just, put me up against the wall. And they do this now. They don't even know where the convict's at. Let's just treat everybody like criminals.
Mr. Jones, believe us or not, I love you, man. But the people want this. They look like this guy talking about, we need to get this law. They ain't supposed to fool with no guns. They ain't supposed to have no laws. You got a right to bear arms. And the people, we need to get rid of this law and that law, like this last caller. These people need this. They need to all go to prison for a year, and that way they'll learn the law. They'll know what tyranny is. But they opened the doors. You should have seen them. They were so happy. They were being protected. I called up and said, what does the guy look like? We're not seeing. What is his name? We're not seeing.
Why not tell the people? Look for him.
I called the sheriff's office. Dave.
Back when we were a free country, that all the men would have been out with their rifles. We're the police finding him, and they'd have found him in 10 minutes. Let's send the police out and have them going. And so people were putting their hands up being searched.
Oh, yeah. No, they were going into houses. They were going house to house. Like one house, they come out, another house. Then they come out, another house.
Let me get a comment from our guest. Leonard?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I'm as disturbed as you people are. I don't know what I can do about it, but it's very disturbing to see how they disregard our safety.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, number one, tactics-wise, just running into neighborhoods wildly, putting people's hands up against walls and putting guns to them, that isn't how you find people. You put their picture on the news, and the police drive around giving the description, and they find them. That's how it used to work back when this country was free.
You just said ex-convict. They wouldn't give the name. Everybody asked, who is it? We're not going to say the name.
Bet you money that was a drill.
Well, listen, Channel 9 News, Baton Rouge. You can pull it up on the website. I've been calling all morning to everybody, telling them to pull it up. But you see the people? They need. These people need to be in FEMA. They are so dumbed down. They are so stupid. I mean, they don't have walking around sense, Mr. Jones. They loved it. It was attention to them. I can't believe even the police said how stupid they were. The police said how stupid they were. If that be me, that never happened.
What did your police officer friends say about it?
Huh? I said, man, they're going up there. They didn't get the resistance.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
I've got to leave you.
Oh, the sheriff's there?
Wait a minute.
Yes, Mr. Alex?
Hold on a second. Leonard, are you there?
Oh, well, this Tom Friday, the guy that helped me, he came over to see if it's okay. You want to speak to him a little bit?
Sure. Hey, Charles.
Hang on.
Charles, thanks for the call. I appreciate your call, and we're going to talk to his neighbor. And the sheriff's about to be there to go around with a video camera. I just hope they don't charge this poor guy for not having a permit.
Yeah. You want to...
They've already kidnapped his guns.
I'm pretty much dead.
He's talking to his neighbor. Mr. Friday?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad.
We're on a national radio show. Why, you live next door to quite a hero, Mr. Gamage.
Well, not next door, but not very far away.
Can you just in a minute or two describe what you saw last Friday night?
Sure.
What happened?
I'm sitting watching television there, and my phone rings, and it's Leonard there. He's got me on speed dial there. So, I answered the phone, and he says, Tom, this is Leonard. I need help. And then he hung up there. And, of course, two nights before that, he had called me, and he had a bad nosebleed and couldn't get it stopped, and I had to come take him to the hospital, and so I didn't know what was wrong.
But two nights later, he's beating up this punk. What did this punk look like?
Well, he was just long, bushy hair there, and wild-looking there. I mean, they just... Well, I'm a conservative there. I've got short hair and all that. So, Colonel, he thought he looked like Charles Manson.
And so you pull up, and what do you see?
When I pull up, there stands the Colonel. He's got the kid sitting on the little stone wall there, and he's behind him holding the rifle.
Well, I'm surprised that Leonard didn't shoot him in the chest.
Well, when he started, said, I'm going to get you, and started back in the house at him, that would have been my first inclination to...
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a break. Stay with us just for about five more minutes. I just want to be able to say bye to you and bye to Leonard. And I want to thank you for helping him out, sir, Mr. Friday. And no, he's not from Dragnet, folks. He's the real Mr. Friday. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars TheTRX.com. More of your calls straight ahead as well.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
They'd like to make it like England, where you've been robbed three times by the same knife-wielding thug, and you shoot him and injure him, and then so they sue you and win, and you go to prison for life. And they're trying to do that in certain areas of the country. It's just disgusting, and we're talking to Leonard Gamage, Lieutenant Colonel, when he retired from the Air Force, a top flying tiger in World War II in China against the Japanese. This is the treatment he gets. We're talking to one of his neighbors that was Leonard called that night, and who was the first to show up there before the police. Talking to Mr. Friday. Mr. Friday, you were making some comments. We were talking during the break. What would you have done if you'd already had a fist fight with somebody and they were about to come back in? They said, I'm going to get you. What would you have done?
Well, I would have done more than shoot at your feet. I would have probably aimed at his chest there. I'd want to have done all the damage I could have done. You know, I wouldn't want him, I'm 67 years old there. I'm younger than he is, and I wouldn't want to fight with him there. I would want to end it as quick as I could.
I wonder why Mr. Gamage, obviously he's not afraid of doing something like that. I mean, going up against those Japanese heroes, but I wonder why he didn't, I guess he just loves life.
He made a choice there to take it easy on the guy, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but now that punk or his friends can come back, he sounds like the type.
I would, like I say, I'd hope nothing like that happens there. I mean, the kid, had no business back in this area to start with. You know, it's a private lane there to the house.
Is the punk, is he still in jail?
I don't know. I think he made bond, didn't he? Made bond.
Made bond. He's off at houses attacking people, and then he's out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd...
Do you know his name?
James...
Vanderscum?
Vanderveen.
Vanderveen.
Yeah. He's 20 years old. I think it's on Route 66 up by Chicago, Geneva, Illinois.
Oh, that's where he's from?
Yes.
How far away is that?
Oh, that'd be a couple hundred miles.
Well, I wonder why he was down there.
Well, he's a student at Western Illinois University.
Oh, down the street.
Yeah, Western University's over here about 10, 15 blocks away.
Well, I think the school should expel him. Colleges in the past would.
I'm not sure.
He needs some type of punishment. People should call that school. It's Illinois Western?
At Western Illinois University.
Western Illinois University. You need to call the dean and say, this James Vanderveen or whatever his name is a travesty and needs to be kicked out of college.
I don't think they can legally do anything until after he would be convicted.
I tell you.
Yeah. You know, that...
Something needs to happen to him.
Yeah.
Well, let me just... listen, I want to thank you, Mr. Friday, for being a good neighbor and helping out Leonard Gamage. Does it disgust you to see a veteran, a hero like this, being treated like this?
He's a good friend, and we're proud of his record.
Well, thank you. We're proud of you helping him out. Can I please talk to him again?
Yeah, sure.
Leonard, I'm going to let you go. You got a great neighbor in Mr. Friday.
Yes, he is.
You've got my phone number if you need any help. Any closing comments?
I appreciate that very much. If anything big develops, I'll call you.
All right. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Take care. Oh, boy. Let's go back to the calls. Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alice. I wanted to echo those words. God bless Leonard and Mr. Friday for helping him out and remind everyone who's a freedom-loving listener, that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
Isn't that a disgusting story, though, how they come and took his guns?
It just makes you sick. Well, what we need to do, and a part of what my organization, Truth, teaching and researching United States treasonous hierarchy, is these type of facts. Have people do a search on any search engine, Erie versus Tompkins, 1938. Learn about straw man. Legal Fictions and the Color of Law from the Government Style Book, and read your Black's Law Dictionary.
It's all done with illusions to get you to sign contracts and give up your rights.
Right, and they call that Color of Law. I came across a person that was selling real estate, and this man didn't even know the difference between a land patent and a warranty deed. There's something else you could just enter into a search engine, land patent versus warranty deeds, and you'll find out that you don't really own your property, and you've been tricked into volunteering to pay taxes on that property. And don't think an attorney, a lawyer, a counselor, or any type of buyer.
I hear you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're all being conditioned to just accept increased tyranny daily. Your calls are coming up, then I want to get into opposition was to be smeared with terror attack, says officials. London Independent. The government was going to carry out terror attacks in Ukraine to blame it on their enemies, and now they're still planning it. This is all over mainstream news in Europe. Well, why would the government want to blow something up to then rally the people around the government to say, oh, look, we're under attack? It's real simple psychology. You know, it's like somebody beating themselves up and then going to the cops and saying, that person beat me. You know, that's pretty common. Did you know that? Problem, reaction, solution. Frame-ups. It's government's favorite trick to get things done that are unpopular. Whether it was Nero or Hitler or our own government, they do it over and over again. So that's coming up, plus a bunch of financial news. There's so much of it, but I promise we'll get to your calls in a second. Before I go any further, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you've got friends and family and you haven't gotten them a gift yet, and you're going to go out and waste your money on a fruitcake or a tie or a sweater or cologne, why not spend $5.95 and give them a month subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv? Just go to PrisonPlanet.tv, sign up, takes about a minute and a half to do. Credit card, PayPal, get the username and password, two simple words. and email it to your friends and family and say, here's your gift to 2 e-books online, over 500 pages, 11 full-length feature films, over 50 special TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, text reports, prisonplanet.tv. Give it as a gift, or frankly, give yourself a monthly subscription or a yearly subscription, 15 cents a day. If you get a year, 19 cents a day. If you get a month, a cup of coffee costs 75 cents if you're lucky. So get a week for the price of a cup of coffee. And, you know, give yourself a passcode and name, and then go ahead and I'll let you give it to one friend or family member. Give that as a gift as well. Or give somebody something they'll really like, a DVD or VHS copy of any of my 11 films. They're all excellent. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, American Dictators, my newest film. I've got discounts going right now where with select films, if you buy one copy at regular price, whether it's $19.95 or $24.95, depending on how long the film is, each additional is $5.95. I've got a 9/11 Inside Job special where you get my two 9/11 films, over 5 hours of footage, and George Humphrey's 9/11 film, 9/11 The Great Illusion, The Great Deception, and then you also get Eric Hufschmann's 9/11 DVD or VHS, and Paul Watson's, a hard copy of Paul Watson's 320-something page, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. For $59.95, that's a $53 discount. Let's say you already own some of those. Get the package deal, give them as gifts. And UPS takes 3 or 4 days to get there. It takes a day or two to process your order, then 3 days to ship it to you. The mail's pretty slow if you got a P.O. box or if you want it to go USPS. You better order now, folks, to get these in time to give as gifts. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or when you call up to the toll-free number, just make sure the address is correct. Give us the name and address, and we will mail them whatever you order. So, again, you can do that, and then just send them a card saying, hey, this is coming in the mail to you. And give them 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or Police State 3 Total Enslavement or any of the other books and videos I carry. So you can do that, folks. You can actually, on the website, put it into the comments section as well. If you order at InfoWars.com, you can put in the comments section where you want it mailed if it's a gift. Just please tell them you're sending it to them, or they'll open it up and go, what is this? So here is the toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order via the safe, secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com. And yes, your order of the films makes this broadcast possible, and the website's possible, and it also supports what we're doing. And if you haven't gotten my films yourself, get them, make copies of them, give them to people. You don't have to buy a bunch of copies to give copies, though people like getting an original. With the shrink wrap, the color cover, and the stamp on the top and all that. But get one copy and make 100 copies. I just want to get the word out. That's all I want. So, again, you can order at InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Please don't procrastinate. And then last but not least, I never really promote this. PrisonPlanet.tv is great. InfoWars.com is great. All the sites are great. But InfoWars.net is really wonderful, and we have our own separate webmaster there. A lot of different news you'll see there than what you see on InfoWars and Prison Planet. But there's also Internet service provided by RovinNet. High-speed dial-up, the hyper-dial-up, virtual browsers, so nobody knows who you are while you're out on the web. It's a cloaking device, so you have your anonymity. For cheaper than you'll pay with some big service that spies on you and sells your name and sells your web habits. We don't do that. Dial up nationwide, the hyper dial up, and you'll save money. We have DSL, all of it at InfoWars.net. It's also a news site, but just go check it out. All right, let's go back to the calls, then I'll plunge into all this news. I sound a little bit out of it today. Again, I'm running a fever and got a little bit of a cold. It's going around right now. Let's go ahead, and I guess up next is Scott in Texas. Scott, thanks for holding.
Yeah, sure, Alex. Thanks a lot. I had basically two questions. I'm a subscriber. First, I'm a subscriber and to Planet TV and Prison Planet TV. And anyway, I was just wondering if you guys were going to post last Thursday and Friday's broadcast on the audio link, you know, for download.
Yes, we post a lot of the good interviews, and those are certainly two interviews that need to be put up there.
Yeah.
They were four different interviews, and I'll make sure those get posted.
Those were fantastic. I mean, you know, they just so much info packed in there. My next question was relating to Gulf War illness, and you know, you heard a lot about it in Gulf War One, which I am a veteran of, and then it seems to be it's not, you know, really being reported that much. I know you hit on it from time to time, depleted uranium, but when I first started coming down with symptoms of it through some different research, I found a Dr. Gary Nichols, who was then, this was back, you know, in the mid 90s,
Garth and Kathy Nichols.
Yeah, Garth, yeah. And, boy, that's a scandal and a whole book right there.
Well, he was one of the top scientists at MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, they found bioweapons, you name it, in the troops, and the DU's heavy metal on top of the radiation. And the Army's own handbook says it's deadly, and then they have our troops march in and live in barracks that have been bombed with it.
Right, and then...
It's like saying, march off the edge of a cliff.
Right, and then Dr. Nichols, just being a good person and a good American, and I think one of his family members, you know, came down with it. He was wanting to get to the root of what was wrong with her because everybody was misdiagnosing her. He goes to all this trouble, finds out that he has to do some advanced lab work, which is, you know, ultimately turns into gene tracking, which relatively few, you know, scientists can do.
Because it was a genetically engineered bioweapon.
Right. And so anyway, you know, and then you've got him really thinking he's doing something good for the country, which he was, and then come to find out they fire him. And tell him he's got to get out of there.
Well, it's like a few weeks ago, one of the head guys at the group that certified the steel for the World Trade Center said, we've done our own internal studies. Steel doesn't melt at these temperatures. It's a fraud, and they fire him.
Right, right. And this is the American way. I mean, it's the same thing as Agent Orange and, you know, that whole scandal in Vietnam.
Excuse me.
But anyway, so do you think, I was just wanting to say that I was thinking that would be a really, you know, interesting interview.
I've had Garth Nichols on before, like 6 years ago. I need to have him back on. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate you. Speaking of drugs and things, you know, they admit Vioxx makes your heart disintegrate, basically. Now five other drugs have been pulled. Well, they know Ritalin and Prozac are killing children en masse. Far worse. I mean, bad for hearts, brains, psychology, everything. They don't stop that. Drug maker rebuffed call to monitor users. Lawsuits say Accutane caused birth defects, depression, and deaths. So now all this stuff's coming out with different drugs. I think they're allowing this out strategically. I've noticed it's key drug companies being attacked. I think this is economic warfare by one global group against another. Bottom line, most of these drugs are deadly, folks. They're toxins. They're not natural. So just another thing that they told you was great. But the same media will tell you that mercury is good for your brain, good for your children. It's unbelievable. Thanks for the call, Scott. Good points. I'll try to get him back on. Darren in Colorado, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. It's a real privilege to be with you today. Good day.
It's a privilege to talk to you. Go ahead.
I want people to know that these men that served in World War II, they're from a whole different generation. They're good men. They're principled men. My grandpa was a World War II veteran, and he died last year. And when he was 20 years old, he was laying bleeding on the beaches of Normandy, Purple Heart, two Bronze Stars. I mean, these men have paid their dues. These men are from another era. I mean, my grandpa had to park way far away from a football game one time and had to walk way clear out to his car when it was over with. There's two young fellas leaning against the door, and they wouldn't move when he approached the door to get in. And he said, look, he said, one of you might get me, but I'm taking one of you with me. And they walked away. And in regards to this incident with the shooting, I had a friend of mine. His sister was home alone, and a man she had only met one time came pounding, screaming belligerence, pounding on the door, foaming at the mouth, a big man. She'd only met him once through some other people and didn't know why he was there. She told him not to come in, go away. He ripped the door off the hinges. He went through two doors.
And by the time he did that, I'd be in a prone position, aim straight at his chest, and I'd fire to the chest four times and put a couple into the head.
Well, now this is a big man. He's foaming at the mouth. He's screaming belligerence.
And of course, these women don't have guns.
She had a gun.
Good. Most women don't. They need a gun.
She had a .22 pistol. She had plenty of time to get it ready. When he finally got through that second door, she put six slugs in him, and all it did was make him mad.
That's why you need a .357. The reason I say .357 is it's a simple gun. It's not going to jam on you, and you got six shots, and if you're half decent with it, you're not going to miss. And the round is at close range. Is semi-high velocity causes massive damage. You shoot somebody a couple times in the chest with that, they're not going to be living very long.
You know, she ran into the bedroom and locked herself in there, and he ripped that door off hinges with six slugs in his torso. He was just fired up, and she reloaded.
He was probably on steroids.
He was on something. That later came out that he was on something. But he ripped that door free from the frame, and she let six more slugs fly. And he finally did go down, and he finally did die.
Good.
But they interrogated her for hours. They didn't let her sleep. They took her in, confiscated her gun, and treated her like some kind of, federal criminal.
That's because the government wants a monopoly on force and defense, so we beg for more and more surveillance and control. They hate it when we defend ourselves. Now, not the average cop, though that's starting to change. A lot of them don't like it now as well. It used to be 90%. Now that we're losing that number, going down to about 80% in major polls, believe you should be able to defend yourself. But the head cops, the ones that get in the federal money, they can't stand it when we defend ourselves.
But my grandpa, World War II veteran, he would not have curled up in a fetal position. If you came into his house and threatened him with bodily harm, he would not have crawled under his bed or looked for a phone so he could call somebody to do his dirty work for him. He would have rose up and stood up for his own well-being. He wouldn't have cried out for somebody else to do it for him.
I hear you, Darren, and God bless you. And in just a few years, all these vets are going to be gone. We're going to do a documentary about them, just to interview the old folks, because they remember when Roosevelt took all the gold and gave his paper money back. It was amazing. Thanks for the call, Darren. That's a really good point that he raises. But a lot of women and families don't own guns because they've never touched them, and they're scared to death of them because of the media. They don't understand. They could go take a couple gun lessons, shoot the firearms, learn how safe they are, have an instant access pistol safe, bolted, say, inside a cabinet with an access code. You can get in about a second and a half, but your child could sit there for 5 hours punching buttons is never going to get in. And then you have that, and that's what I've got in my house. I've got two instant access pistol safes, and anybody ever comes in my house, I mean, they're dead. You bust in my house and say, I'm going to get you. Well, I'm going to get you. And that's just common sense, folks. Any mammal out there will defend itself in its own nest. Only Americans, only people in China and Russia, enslaved creatures, have had that driven out of their instincts. Good point, Darren. Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I guess there's a pretty good chance that Leonard has knowledge and experience way beyond nostalgia value to bring him back on the Flying Tigers, General Chenault, etc. And I haven't heard that actually in years, and it wasn't explicitly stated. It needs to be, because you have a lot of new listeners and such. But unfortunately, unless you live in one of the probably all too few locales or states that forbid tortious lawsuits from criminals, then you'd really they've really stripped you of the discretion. If you're going to shoot, you really have to kill the person, unfortunately.
Now, I've had a lot of police tell me that.
You really have to kill the person, or else, I mean, what if Leonard, you know, wants to keep his house, etc.? It might have been foolhardy not to kill the guy, unfortunately.
God well, bless. I know this. I mean, he fist fought the guy, then gets his gun, then tells the guy to leave. He doesn't leave. He shoots at his feet. I mean, boy. I mean, what if the guy would have wrestled the gun away from him, Roger?
Yeah, well, that too. But, you know, there could be a situation where you may know that it's safe not to kill the person, but you have to kill them, unfortunately, to avoid the tortious lawsuit. God bless you all.
Thanks. And look, I'm not bloodthirsty. If I saw somebody out stealing my car, the car isn't worth it. I wouldn't even go out there. I'd just call the police, let them steal the car. But you come in my house, I am going to kill you. It's common sense. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Opposition was to be smeared with terror attacks, says official, London Independent. Ukraine's embattled government is ready to stage fake terror attacks to destabilize the country and distract the opposition ahead of a return of the presidential vote, a senior government source has told the Independent. Discredit the opposition. The official, who works for the government of the Moscow-backed candidate, said current Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych said one of the plans is to blow up a pipeline and blame it on the opposition supporters. Ukraine is the key transit country for Russian gas supplies to the West. And it says Mr. Yanukovych's backers fear the prospect of their candidate losing to Viktor Yushkovov and are, can read one name, not the other, and are ready to plunge the country into economic chaos, the source revealed. They are planning to use criminals, plain bandits, that they have a holdover, the source said, that a senior member of the government had been tasked with overseeing the terror attacks. And again, this is exactly what Putin's been caught doing in a fourth apartment building in 99 to blame it on foreign enemies. Moscow police were staking out apartment buildings and actually caught FSB planting bombs, caught them with the hexogen bombs, putting them on the columns. Putin ordered them released, and just the rest is history. A fortnight of peaceful demonstrations by supporters of Yushchenko have brought the capital, Kiev, and other cities to a standstill. They accused the government of massive electoral fraud in a presidential election on the 21st of November. The opposition claims were backed up by Western governments and the election monitors who reported that intimidation, bribery, and falsification were used to hand victory to him. By the way, we now have articles where computer programmers have gone public and said, I was ordered by the Republicans in Florida to create a vote fraud system. I was ordered. I mean, there's just masses of these reports coming out here, but you never really hear the details of it on the nightly news. It's in a newspaper here, a newspaper there. Ukraine's Supreme Court accepted opposition claims last Friday and canceled the results of the election, ordering a fresh ballot for the 26th of December. There has already been a run on banks, and a black market money changers are returning to the streets with far higher dollar and euro exchange rates. The government has already suggested that it will not be able to pay pensions and government salaries in December, although the opposition claims there are adequate reserves to pay everything. Before the election, members of the police said that they were being ordered to carry out bombings to blame it on opposition. See, what does the establishment do when their own people start blowing the whistle? And next hour, I'll get into the articles here in the U.S. where people are blowing the whistle saying, look, we've been ordered to carry out frauds in Florida, Ohio, and other states. Clearly those frauds took place. But notice Kerry isn't talking about it. Kerry isn't disputing because it was rigged at that level as well. See, if you're going to rig the election, you've got to have the candidates rigged as well, or one of them might dispute it. And again, we're not saying Kerry's going to save you. We're just reporting the clear facts here. Let's take a call. Well, we got a break. We'll end this hour, and then we'll go back to Steve and Manuel and many others that are holding. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Your calls, a ton of news, including the plunging dollar, ex-Stasi spy chief Marcus Wolf hired by Homeland Security, new developments there, OPEC nations seen cutting worldwide deposits in dollars. Big news coming up in the third hour. You do not want to miss it. And remember, as we accelerate into the new year, be sure and give people the gift of information. Give them a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Hello.